Scott Vincent Borba had been a religious kid, the youngest of five, who had been intrigued by the priesthood. But even then, by the time he graduated from Santa Clara, the pull of celebrity and success called him to Los Angeles. He landed in the beauty business, launching lines for the likes of Neutrogena and Hard Candy. He co-founded ELF Cosmetics on the principle that high-quality makeup should be accessible at drugstore prices and started an eponymous skincare line. He'd had an office in Beverly Hills, a beach house not far away, a social life that included parties with Paris Hilton and millions in the bank. And amid what seemed to be a non-stop wave of fortune and fame, he was miserable. One day while he was at a party, Borba was overcome with a feeling of unhappiness. He felt great inner emptiness. Right there on the spot, Borba looked up to heaven and said, "God, if this is life, where all you do is work and party and do that all over again and die, then this is not the life that I think you have made for me. But I can only change if you help me." In response, Borba experienced a sudden conviction about his worldly ways, the reality of sin and hell, and God's power to save. While it may have shocked his peers, Borba's return to the faith of his childhood, from which he had become estranged during his college years and career ambitions, was the fruit of seeds sown earlier in life. His parents, both devout Catholics, were active in the parish and promoted devotion to Our Lady of Fatima. While he was in third grade, his mother suggested he consider the priesthood. The idea slowly matured in the boy's heart until it faded, but it didn't fade. One day, after praying the rosary, Borba asked the Virgin Mary for protection. He had asked Mary to stay with him and to keep and to hold him throughout his entire life. Without wasting a second, Borba packed his bags and left his luxurious villa. After leaving Los Angeles, Borba began to adopt a more sober lifestyle. Although shedding all his possessions and wealth was a gradual process, only after much prayer and a third pilgrimage to Medjugorje did Borba finally take the plunge and empty his bank accounts into Mary's Mills, the nearest cancer hospital, and the homeless. In 2019, Borba entered the seminary and was recently ordained a deacon in the Diocese of Fresno as he prepares for his ordination as a Catholic priest. Let us remember Scott Vincent Borba in our prayers and all those out there who are discerning a call to the religious life.